You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Andy, you've never tried to play Rattle Off before, eh?
I never have. I've heard it a few times. I almost never get into anything, so this is awesome.
Oh, right on.
It is awesome.
And you're first.
So, let me ask you something. All the times that you've heard it, do you feel good about it? When you listen to it, do you think, oh, I could do that easy? Is that what goes through your head?
I think a lot of them, yes, and then there's some I'm like, I got two.
Yeah. It's going to be totally different when you actually play now, man. You might seize up a little bit. So.
The stress.
Take a breath.
Well, let me hear you take some deep breaths. Cleansing breaths, Andy. And listen, I'm going to tell you right up front, I've admitted multiple times I would completely suck at this game. So those of you who do well at it, I'm very impressed. So,
very good. And I got the motivation. I just got married last month, so.
You did?
Oh, that's exciting.
Who's the name of this person you married?
I married Kelly, the love of my life, my best friend.
Andy and
where did
Kelly.
Where did you meet Kelly?
I actually met her online.
Oh, okay.
Which app?
Which service, yeah.
Zeus. Never heard of it.
I have never heard of Zeus.
What is that?
What's the shtick with
Z-O-O-S-K? I don't know.
Zeusk? What's the shtick with that one?
You just kind of have a story and you read their story, and most of her story was about her and God and her faith, and I've never had that, and that's a huge part of my life. So.
Well, there you go. You guys hooked up.
So how long did you guys date before you tied the knot?
We were together, 15 months, and then we got married last month.
Congratulations, Andy. What was the best wedding gift that you received?
Best wedding gift. One of the silly things you maybe wouldn't think of is we were going to Italy for a honeymoon, and we got these travel pillows that were just amazing. I can't sleep, but, oh, man, I rested. It was
travel
wonderful.
Pillows. Solid answer.
That's good.
Well done, sir.
I love this. I have more questions for you. First of all, when you finally connected in person, where was your first date? Where did you go do?
Lost Coffee down in Castle Rock. That's a local coffee shop. And that
good
was great.
For you.
It was a first 3.5 hour date.
3.5 hours
wow,
at a coffee shop.
That.
Talked.
Wow.
I love that. I once had a first date. I kid you not. I had an 8 hour first date.
What?
Truth.
That's great. Where was it? Where was that?
Okay, so we met, I want to say it was like at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon at a coffee shop. And then we went from there. I had to, you're going to like this, Jeremy. I had to try to find a birthday present for Jeremy.
Yeah.
And so she said, yeah, I'll go away because I said something. I'm going to be going right, a block away to get something. And when we were there, we decided to go shoot pool somewhere. And then from there, we had a few hours had gone by, so we decided to go get dinner. And then we went and met up with a couple of friends of mine for a cocktail. So it went from like 3 o'clock to about 11 p.m.
Wow, that's a long date. All right, now what was the gift? I got to ask.
Yeah, what did you get me? I don't remember.
This
probably some sort of gift card or something.
This is a million years. Oh, no, as a matter of fact, I will tell you, we didn't find anything.
Nothing.
So, I ended up getting nothing, him something Andy. Else another day, but I struck out that day.
Oh, man.
But just with Jeremy's gift.
I was going to say, the night ended at 11, so what were you guys doing at like 10?
We were at the bar with Milo, my buddy Milo, and his wife.
Well, then you did strike out if it ended at 11.
Well, it was a first date, and 8 hours is a pretty
lengthy
time.
I know you,
and
you're like, let's get her done for Jesus.
And some of those first dates that are that way are the best dates.
Oh, it was a fantastic first date. I think we would both agree.
It was
one of the best first dates ever.
That's really cute.
And we didn't stay together real long. I think 2 years, but
hey, it's a good story.
It was
though.
Still a good first date.
That's right.
What are you talking about, Jeremy?
What?
Like you got all busy with Nicole on the first date. I don't believe that for a second.
We made
not with
out.
Her puke breath.
Yeah, we just made out, Andy. Cover your ears.
That's cool. Nothing wrong with that.
Did you make out with your after that 4 hour date? Did you kiss or anything?
I didn't even kiss her till date 4.
Oh wow!
After church, I went to church with her, and then I kissed her.
You're very courteous.
Like, oh, hello.
Four dates to kiss?
He was being respectful. Leave him alone.
That's a little.
He's not a hornball like you.
Come on, four dates?
I was.
Oh, you were?
It was
did you wait until marriage?
No.
No, okay.
I'm
saying this is. I'm starting to. I didn't hear what you said. What?
He said, "Whoa, that came out quick." No, we didn't
that
wait.
Came out quick. Sorry.
So you're not that big of a churchgoer.
That could have multiple meanings to that.
There's bits and pieces of the Bible that you like. It sounds like.
That's right. Some of the stuff in the back.
That's what I've heard. All right.
Listen to Jill, who just sent in a text
message. What did
Jill
say?
Jill said, "I wish Dom would have said his 8-hour date was in his bedroom."
Oh, Jill.
Shut up, Jill.
Relax.
I'm not Sting.
Relax.
That's funny.
With his tantric and all that other stuff.
That's right. Yeah,
that's funny. Where did you pop the question with this woman that you waited 4 dates to kiss?
On Castle Rock.
Oh, up on the rock with the big star up there?
Did a little hike.
Yeah. She's a big fitness person. She runs, jogs, whatever, almost every single day. And we like doing Castle Rock. It's super easy, super quick.
It's easy.
There.
That's great.
It's easy getting up there. It's not so easy getting off that top part, I don't think.
That's true. That is.
It's a little hair-raising. I climbed up to the top. Yeah. I used to live in Castle Rock, so I climbed up there one time.
Yeah. Right. And I went one knee and kind of slid down the mountain just a little bit. That was kind of fun.
Did you?
Oh.
Do you remember what you said to her? Did you have like a little speech prepared?
Make me the happiest man of all time.
I don't remember exactly.
You like fitness? How about fitness ring on your finger is what you said.
Yay!
Yeah.
That's pretty good right there. I should have called you guys.
You know what? Just tell people that's what you said.
Yeah.
How's that? Steal it.
That's right.
Steal the line. I believe that on Monday I found a topic for us. Maybe this whole wait how long to kiss somebody for the first time.
Yeah.
I'll bet the average is date 2.
I bet you're right. Yep.
I'm a first date guy generally, but I'll bet the average is date number 2.
You're probably right.
Date number 4.
If you're attracted, just do it.
Andy, I bet date number 4. What'd you say her name is? Kelly?
Yeah.
I'm betting that Kelly in her head was saying, why isn't this guy trying to make any kind of, he's not even kissing
me? Well, and then you did it outside of church, so what kind of kiss was it? Just kind of a
peck? It was home. We were home. We went to church and then went
back. Oh, then you went home.
Hanging out. Yeah.
And then,
No, I don't think she was thinking, why didn't he kiss me? It was more like, we were just enjoying each other's company and not trying to rush that side. That can definitely jack up things, if that makes sense.
It could. But it worked for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
I guess I better not comment on that.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, you know what? I am too. I've really enjoyed talking to you. I'm glad you finally called. We still have Megan and Kristen on the line. Everybody else hung up. Megan and Kristen, do not hang up, even if Andy gets it, because we still want to talk to you. We may not ask as probing of questions as we did of Andy, but you never know. 10 seconds, Andy. 10 seconds. Give us 5 different animals that you generally find in trees. 5 different animals you generally find in trees. I'll give you one. I'll give you the birds. You can say that, but only one kind of bird. We don't want like 11 different types of birds.
Yeah,
5 animals you generally find in trees. Ready and go.
Squirrels, birds. Let's see. Snack. Insects.
Not good at all, Andy Pants. Not good at all.
The birds. I was going to go down the whole bird list.
Yeah, that's why you put the kibosh on that. It'd be too easy.
I guess you could koala bears, bears, cats.
Panthers are up there sometimes, I guess.
Pandas.
I saw raccoon, but I'm like, raccoons aren't in trees.
Snakes get up there.
Snakes? Definitely snakes up in trees,
man. Big old python up there, yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you tried. And
is that your wife with you?
Yeah, she's in the background here.
Oh, okay.
He was trying to get some help from her.
I know, I think so. I heard her yapping.
No, the Lord would not like you cheating with Rattle-Off, Andy. That's just what I'm saying, okay?
What's your wife's name?
Kelly!
Kelly,
okay, I forgot that. Say hi to Kelly for us, all right? You guys have a good weekend.
Yeah, we'll do. Hey,
hold on a second. Put her on the phone real fast.
No, hold on.
Hello?
Hi, Kelly.
I don't believe for 1 second that by date 4, you weren't in the back of your head saying, what's the deal? He won't even try to kiss me? You had to be thinking
I'm glad he did.
Yeah, but were you thinking, why hasn't it happened yet?
a little. I'm like, okay, is this going to be a thing? But, I mean, I was trying to get to know who this person was.
Okay, but I'm glad you're being honest. Thank you.
Yeah.
How was that first kiss? Was it good?
It was pretty incredible.
Really?
What made it so incredible?
Maybe it was that it was the fourth date. So it was like, come on, come on. And then it was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so good. But it was just like, you know, I mean, you know, kissing, it's like, you don't want somebody sloppy. You mm-hmm. don't want somebody fast. You don't want, you know, so it was just right.
It was just slow and romantic and just the right amount of tongue and all
where
that
were his hands right while on. He was doing this? Did he do the thing with the hands on each side of your face? Did he do it on your shoulders? Did he have them behind your back? Where were his
hands? Were they in his pockets?
On my waist. On my waist, yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
That's a good
spot,
yeah.
Good
technique. Very courteous, yeah.
Well, that's Kelly, we've enjoyed both of you. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, you too. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for being on the show. And that's fun.
It's yeah.
Group of people. Here's Megan, who's been patiently holding. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Who's the best person you ever made out with?
I have to say my husband.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to say that.
Oh, I know you guys are a family show, but I'm loving all this dating advice that you get. I had no idea.
We have a lot of singles that listen and people out in the dating world, so it's very beneficial.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
It is fun.
Have you ever been on a many hours long first date?
I have.
Tell us about it. How long was it?
It was, I think, I can't remember exactly how long, but we went for a hike. And so it was several hours, and I brought a picnic, and it was great. It was love at first hike.
Oh, my God, you make me want to puke. That's like a slogan for North Face or something, or Patagonia. Barf.
That's really sweet.
That's
Megan,
very gutsy going on a first date on a hike. I don't think I would be a fan of that because you just don't know that person. And
you don't know what their fitness level is.
Well, then you don't know what they could do to you when you're up on a mountain in the middle of nowhere.
Don't be afraid.
It's truly like stranger danger. They could slash you.
Is this a he or a she?
A he. I'm a she, and my husband's a he.
No, I knew him. Yeah,
right,
I
we got that covered.
I didn't want to assume. You know, so I wanted to know if you went hiking with a he or a she. So, Where did you meet your husband?
In college, one of my roommates was dating one of his roommates. We met at a barbecue that neither one of us meant to go to.
Perfect. I love it.
It's a great story.
Good story.
And then we both lied to each other and said we love mountain biking. And at our wedding, my sister said we knew that Megan was in love because she came home and said, I got to buy a bike. But we never went mountain biking with her. <You're> like, we're so great.
That is funny.
That's funny.
That's really good.
Starting the relationship off with a lie. That's
with
great.
A lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most, you know, most good ones start, right?
That's good.
People wear, you know, these types of masks. I'm not talking about COVID masks, but I'm talking about, you know, the metaphorical masks.
You fake what you like. Absolutely.
On these first couple of dates, of course they do.
100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Hi, I'm going to go see the Barbie movie. I think I'm the only person, the whole world.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Everybody's going. Listen, I hear it's really good, though. The reviews have been pretty decent on it, so I think it'll be worth your $20 or whatever you're going to spend to go see it.
Yeah, you'll have a good time.
I love it.
Do you sneak snacks in, or do you buy stuff at the movie theater?
You know, I'll support the industry. Why not? I'll buy snacks
there. All right. Well, then the $40 that you're going to spend this weekend.
50. There you go.
Yep.
Well, let's play some Rattle Off with you, Megan. 10 seconds. We're glad you finally called. You've never called us before, right?
No, never. I'm trying new things, so this is an exciting one. Thanks so much.
And how's it been? How's your experience been so far? 1 to 5 stars. What would you say?
5 stars. I didn't know that. Huzzah. I know you guys always say get off your Bluetooth and turn off your radio and stuff. I was like, how do people know what's going on when they're on hold? But you play the radio on hold.
Yeah, you can hear
you
us.
You can hear it.
Hey, real quick, out of curiosity, what other things are you trying for the first time?
Mm. You know, yeah, this is a, so I got a library card for the first time, which sounds kind of silly because I'm an adult, but I downloaded the Libby app so I can
I love that app.
We both use it.
Library
books. Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah, so that's fun. And then I just did that yesterday and got a new book that said you got to just sometimes just try new things. So you guys are my second of
So we're number two. Library card and then radio show. Very nice.
As long as we're in the top five, all we need to be is in the top five.
It's not boring at all. It's kind of cute, actually, that you're a grown adult and you've never been to the library. So.
Yeah.
I've been. I just
or you don't have a card, at least. Yeah. That's
and
cute.
And then hopefully John Oliver. I've never won anything on the radio or anything, so yeah.
All right, let's see how it goes.
Let's find out. Let's play. 10 seconds. Well, it's just the one that's coming up. 10 seconds. Maybe you'll be able to do this. In 10 seconds, give us 5 different types of pastries or breakfast baking. 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
Muffins, scones, croissants, Danish, or donut.
Boom.
Boom.
I got no problem with any of those. You're a
winner.
Yay. I was freaking out. I didn't think you were going to say donut, which is like the ultimate one.
Then we would have been really disgusted with you.
I know.
Oh, well, Jeremy, I couldn't have that.
No, you got to throw in the donut. Chocolate on chocolate. Come on now.
Hey, and now you're going to go see John Oliver.
Yay. Oh, thank you so much. This is really exciting. I appreciate it.
Well, we've really enjoyed talking to you. You have a fun weekend. Now, hold on so Josh can have a few words with you about that prize, okay?
Okay, very good. Thanks so much.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Appreciate you. And then there was Kristen, who's like, dang, I was so close.
All this time.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. So you've never called in for Rattle Off before?
No, I didn't even know what it was.
Now you got to figure it out. You think you'd be pretty good at it?
Yeah, I know I'd be good at it.
All right. Are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth with you, Kristen?
Yeah.
Take us off that, will you, please?
Yeah, sure. Private, you're in my car.
That's fine.
That's a good spot.
You can still take us off of it, though.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
There we go.
Sounds exactly the same.
What are you up to today, Kristen?
I just dropped my kids off at school, and I am doing chores and errands.
Oh, yuck. You have a horrible day ahead of you.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
No, I have the kids this weekend.
Oh, even worse. Chores, errands, and kids.
I feel like this call to your boys in the morning might be the highlight of your weekend.
Could be, man.
Probably.
I feel bad.
Other than your kids, do you have someone special in your life, or are you raising these kids by yourself?
I'm alone. I'm single. Okay. Nobody.
Are you special. Looking? Are you looking for love, or you want to just spend time with your kids now?
I'm looking, but I'm picky, and I don't want to get with a drug dealer or.
That's a good one.
People are weird.
Yeah, no weirdos or drug dealers. That would be at the top of my list too.
I don't know why I didn't expect that. That's
what are you looking great. For?
Anybody but a drug dealer.
Somebody that makes me laugh. Pretty boy, preferably. Nerdy, into anime, video games, superheroes.
Josh, where's our producer, Josh?
Star Wars.
We might hook you up with
Star Wars. Oh my God, you just described our producer like to a T.
That's what I've got the Justice League tattooed on my arm. I'm a nerd.
That's pretty cool. What goes into being a pretty boy?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think you will find all of those things and contained within a pretty boy, you think?
Possibly. I mean, hopefully. I've been waiting. I'm pretty. I do modeling sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mainly, I just watch my kids. But I do modeling. I'm pretty. So, and I'm a nerdy, pretty person.
And humble.
And you don't do drugs.
I feel like Yeah, but I feel like I should be able to find a nerdy, pretty person. That shouldn't be too difficult.
Well, you should have been San Diego or San Francisco. Where's Comic-Con starting today?
Comic-Con's in San Diego.
San Diego.
Right now.
You should have been in San Diego today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
So,
too many people.
What are you doing to try to find this nerdy, pretty boy? Are you going out and about?
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't do anything. Occasionally, I go to the karaoke bar on the weekends. And yeah. I have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, and they both have autism. So I'm mainly just taking care of them.
You got your hands full.
You're a good mom, then. That's all right.
So that's what I do most of my life.
Well,
well, you know what?
I want you to find somebody, though.
Well,
I might. I went on a date last week, and this guy was really weird and kind of like, is a deterrent from dating. So the guy was super strange.
Can I ask what made him weird?
So he was like super clingy and like, so I had to go pick him up from Boulder, and I told him, like, I am not going to be able to drive you back, so it looks like you're just stuck at my house. And like, he was sleeping next to me, and he was like, tell me you're not in love with me. Like, you're not, you've got to be a little bit in love with me, just a little bit. And I'm just like, no.
No, he's just looking for a little action.
Wait a minute,
point.
So this was a first date, and you brought him back and put him in your bed?
I mean, okay, so we went hiking for 2 days. We went up to this hiking trail, and then I was like, let's go back tomorrow. And then he was like, okay, so we went tubing the next day. And then,
so how can you say he's clingy when you're inviting him out again and inviting him to do things, but he's the clingy one?
Yeah. Well, he didn't want to leave, and he was like, he's like in love with me. He's like, I'll only say it when you say it, but I love you. Like, I'm just like, oh my God.
Well, I mean, I understand, because just talking to you right now, I feel like I have fallen in love with you.
Yeah,
so
I can't get enough of you.
You just have this power, Kristen.
And you're pretty.
Yeah.
And you're pretty. So
yeah,
you say?
A little bit.
I don't want to brag, but, you know.
I got to tell you something. We have totally run up against time on this, but you have been absolutely delightful to talk to. So thank you for listening, and thank you for spending time with us today, okay?
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, see you later.
All right, no problem. Listen, you have a great weekend, and let us know when you find love, the nerdy, anime-loving pretty boy. Let us know.
Not
you got our number.
Ask. Great.
Appreciate you hanging out with your boys. That's another sterling edition of Rattle Off here with Dom and Jared.